This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 318 for Tuesday, March 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday, seeing a continued correction amid oversold conditions. Canola up $6 to $11, the May contract up $7.40 at $579.60 per ton. Cash basis levels in the country and at port positions have improved lately, which is a sign that recent weakness in the futures was likely tied more to speculative selling than to the fundamentals. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were both up on the day, providing additional support, although soybeans were weaker. Uncertainty over looming tariffs from the U.S. set to go into effect on April 2nd did remain a bearish influence in the background, accounting for some selling pressure seen in all of the U.S. grains and oilseeds. Soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans also pressured by the likelihood of easing Chinese demand at the same time as more Brazilian supplies become available on the market. The May soybean contract down 5 cents at 10.01 per bushel. The USDA's planting intentions report will be released next week, Monday, and pre-report positioning accounted for some of the activity. Early expectations are for a cut to U.S. soybean acres from last year and an increase in corn. Quarterly stocks data will also be released at that time. Corn futures pressured today by those expectations for increased corn acres, with a rising U.S. dollar and relatively favorable South American growing conditions also weighing on prices. The May contract down 6 cents at $4.57 per bushel. Wheat, it's lower across the board, with talks of a possible ceasefire in the works between Russia and Ukraine behind some of the selling. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in May at $5.88 per bushel. Hard red winter wheat down 8 cents at $5.69 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 5 cents at $5.43 per bushel. Russia and Ukraine have reportedly reached separate agreements with the U.S. to ensure safe navigation through the Black Sea, while also banning attacks on energy facilities by the two countries. The U.S. is said to have promised to help restore Russian access to grain and fertilizer markets as part of the deal. Meanwhile, weekly crop ratings for winter wheat in Kansas improved 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 49%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 25th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.